Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the day of the big art exhibit sponsored by the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff. As we look in on the little community today, we find that it's evening and the townsfolk are gathered at the schoolhouse to view the paintings of those two renowned surrealist artists, Mabel Melrose and Lum Edwards, or rather, Edwards Van Lum. As we enter the schoolhouse now, we see Abner hunting for Lum.
Hey, Lum. Lum, will you come here a second?
What's that, Abner?
Come back in this other room for a minute here. I want to talk to you.
Oh, all right. Excuse me a minute, Miss Barton. I'll be right back.
Hurry up, Lum.
I'm coming. What is it you want?
Well, come on in here. I want to talk to you.
I'm coming.
Listen, Lum, I'm afraid this exhibit's sort of a failure.
What do you mean, failure? There's quite a lot of folks out there, ain't it?
Well, yeah, there's a lot here, but...
And they all bought war bonds to get in, didn't they?
Yeah, but now, Lum, at their inside, they don't know what to do. They just sort of tiptoe around and act embarrassed. Don't know what to say or nothing. They just sort of stare at the pictures like they thought they was poison or something. They're just like a bunch of lost sheep out there.
Well, that's sort of the way folks are supposed to act at an art exhibit, I think.
There, huh?
Yeah, you're used to having people hoop and holler around.
Why, sure, if they're having a good time, that's what they do.
Well, this is a high-class intelligence stuff. You ain't supposed to enjoy it.
Well, I ain't enjoying it, I can tell you that. I feel embarrassed even being here myself, Lum.
Well, things will pick up soon as Grandpap starts the picture auction.
Yeah, now, there's another thing, Lum. I don't believe that the folks here in Pine Ridge will ever bid anything on them surrealism pictures. Leastways, not their way they're acting now. I believe you ought to let Grandpap bring in that picture of his.
Oh,
too.
No, goodness, no.
Well, you can at least tell what his picture is, Olam. It's a bowl of fruit, two bananas, and an apple. You can tell it plain.
I know that, and it's corny.
It's what?
Corny.
There ain't no corn in it. It's fruit. It's two bananas and an apple.
That's what you call it when it ain't up to date.
For the land's sakes, I wish you'd quit talking to that Miss Melrose. You learn more crazy words from her.
Well, he's been describing that picture of his to me six times a day for the last week.
Well, it's awful pretty, Lum.
It's just old-timey, though. I don't want it at this high-class exhibit.
Well... I don't think the folks out there will ever bid on them others.
Oh, yes, they will. Here's something we can do to make sure of it. I want you and Cedric to stand in the crowd and start the bidding off.
Uh-oh, now, wait just a minute, Lum. I don't want to buy none of them silly pictures.
Well, don't worry. You won't get none of them.
Huh?
The folks will all outbid you.
They will, huh?
But yeah, all I want you and Cedric to do is just start it off, that's all.
Well, I ain't going to start off very high, I can tell you that right now, Lum.
Well, you won't have to. The folks will raise it up high enough.
They will, huh?
Oh, yeah, I ain't worried about that. I bound you we'll sell thousands of bonds and stamps tonight.
Well, I just hope you're right.
Oh, it's the greatest idea I ever had in my life, Adam.
Well, I got to see it before I'll ever believe it. Say, Lum, what's this $100 bond that Grandpappy Spirator's talking to me? Something about you put up or something?
Oh, yeah. I'm awarding that personal to the artist whose painting's auctioned off for the highest number of bonds tonight.
Well, Lum, me, Lum, there ain't but two artists mixed up in this. That's you and Miss Melrose. One of you's a cinch to win it.
Well, that's the whole idea, Abner. You see, I know Miss Melrose will win it, and so
well,
I just...
Well, how do you know what she will?
Well, because her pictures are a little better than mine. A little.
There, huh?
Well, yeah. You see, I just taken up painting last week. She's been at it for over a month now.
Oh.
So, natural, hers are better than mine.
Ah.
Of course, give me a few more weeks, and my paintings would more than likely outcap hers.
They would.
But don't tell her I said that.
Oh, no, I won't mention it to her, so...
I've got the artistic temperaments. I can tell that already.
You have, huh?
Yeah, look up at these old clothes I'm wearing, this long haircut.
Yeah, you look a sight. You look like a tramp. If I ever seen one, Lum, you ought to be ashamed of yourself to even come out in front of people and get up like that.
That's the way a successful artist dresses.
Well, I'm glad I ain't successful, then. I was dressing that way before I was successful.
Well, I ain't worried about that right now. She'll win my award, and that's exactly what I want to happen.
Yes.
See, I wrote a little note to go along with the bond. Says that this is also an engagement present.
Engagement present?
Now, don't tell that on me.
Why, Lomander, have you final proposed to her?
No, but this present will do it for me, I think.
Huh?
Well, she'll read the note and throw her arms around my neck and say, "Oh, Lum, this is so sudden." And that's all there are to it.
Hey, Doggy, you know that might work at that, Lum.
I know it will.
Well, whereabouts is the note at? I'd love to see it, Lum. Just like to see what you would write.
Well, Grandpap's got it because he'll do the awarding.
Oh.
He don't know what the note says, of course.
He don't, huh?
Say, did you notice how pretty Miss Melrose looks tonight?
Well, I noticed that she was here all right. Seen her stand over in a corner trying to explain one of her paintings to Miss Macmillan.
Oh, she looks pretty tonight. Well, come on, we better get out there. About time to start the auction.
Yeah, I believe I can hear him sort of starting out there. Now, let's go on out there. I'll get Cedric and tell him about starting off the bidding and all that.
All right, folks, drive right up close here and get your pocketbooks out for the big auction. It's going to start right away now. Hey, quiet out there. That's it, folks. Come right up here where you can get a good look at the pictures.
Hey, Cedric.
Quiet out there, I said. Now, after you make your bids, you can buy your war stamps or bonds from Ulysses S. Quincy there. Is that right, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay, Grandpa.
Well, now, here we go, folks. Here's the first picture to go on the block. A genuine imitation high-class extra special surrealistical painting. It's called, let's see here, Chair in Willow Tree, painted by that famous artist Lum Edwards himself. Edwards Van Lum. Now, what am I bid for it? Come on, what am I bid for this beautiful picture? Oh, sassy press. Did I hear $25?
25 cents.
All right, the gentleman bids 25 cents in war stamp. Now, who'll make that a dollar?
Go on, Cedric. You bid. Go on.
No, Mom. We're just supposed to start it, that's all.
Well, bid something anyway,
Cedric. All right, come on. Who'll make it a dollar? One pigeon-toed buckaroo. All right, then. Who'll make it 50 cents? 40 cents? 30 cents.
Go on, Cedric.
All right, 25 cents once, 25 cents twice.
Hey, wait a minute, I don't want
25 cents three times sold.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Abner, get your stamps from Ulysses. All right, folks, here's the next beautiful painting we're going to auction off to some lucky person.
Dad, blame it anyway.
This is another genuine imitation high-class surrealistical picture. This one's by that world-famous artist, Miss Mabel Melrose. And it's called, just a second here. Ectoplasm in Limbo. Whatever that means. All right, what am I bid? What am I bid? Come on, folks. You ain't never saw nothing like this before. What am I bid? Come on, come on. Who'll make the offer?
Go on, Cedric. It's your turn this time.
Mom, I reckon so. Oh, 5 cents.
You've got to bid more than that, Cedric. There ain't no 5 cent war stamp.
Yeah, what was that offer? I never heard it plain.
He meant 10 cents.
How much?
10 cents.
All right, 10 cents has been bid by Mr. Peabody. Who'll make it 20? Do I hear 20?
Now, listen, Grandpap. Now, I never said
nobody,
that.
All right. 10 cents once, 10 cents
twice.
Wait
a minute, Grandpap.
10 cents three times sold to Mr. Peabody. Check with Ulysses, Abner.
I doggies, I object.
You can't object at auction, Abner. You bought it fair and square. All right, folks.
Well,
now,
here, wait just a minute now. Wait a minute. Before this auction goes any further, I want to have a talk with you, Lum.
Yeah, I reckon Abner's right. Better have a conference. Come on in the other room, Grandpa.
Yeah, hurry up, Grandpa.
Well, I'm coming. Now, don't go away, folks. I'll be back in half a second to continue the auction. Stay right there.
Yeah, hurry up, Grandpa. Come on in here and don't talk so much.
I'm just trying to run the auction hall. Now, what's this conference all about, anyways?
Well, I just want to tell you fellas that I ain't buying no more of them pictures. I'm the only one that's bidding anything out there, and I don't want them.
Well, you're getting war stamps for your money, ain't you?
Yeah, that ain't the thing, Grandpap. I don't want them idiotic pictures over there at my place while Elizabeth run me off if I come toting a batch of them things home with me. And another thing, I don't want to bid on them out in front of the folks here in town. They hear me trying to buy them things, they'll think I'm touched in the head buying a bunch of junk like that.
Well, wait, I'll settle all this. Auction's over.
Over?
Yeah, I can see folks don't want none of her paintings.
Oh?
Exhibit's a failure. I'm a failure, and Miss Melrose is a failure.
Well, now, wait just a minute. Now, don't feel that.
Jimmy, the auction ain't neither over. No, sir. Now, I'm going out there and auction off one more picture.
Yeah, that's a time, Grandpa.
I'll get a good price for it, too. You just wait and see.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, though, Grandpa.
Oh, let him go. Nothing matters now, Abner. Everything's ruined. That engagement idea and all that stuff.
Oh, Lon, now, don't talk that way.
Oh, well, it is, Abner. Might as well face it.
Well, it ain't my fault, Lon.
I know it ain't, Abner. I ain't blaming you. I'm just blaming myself. I spent hours writing that note, too.
Yeah.
Started out, my dear darling.
Did you actually write that to her, Lon?
Said, please consider this bond as an engagement present. That's what it said.
Well, I do know. How in the world did you ever get up norm enough to write such as that down, Lon?
Well, it weren't easy, I'll tell you that.
I know it. I've been trying to get you to pre-post to somebody for years.
But now that good work's all went to waste.
Well, now, don't feel that way about it, Lon. You still might get to award the bond to her yet.
No, no chance now. All her picture brung was 10 cents.
Yeah.
Mine got more than that, 25 cents.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it?
Can't be engaged to myself.
No,
oh, it's a disgrace.
Well, maybe we can study up some idea, Lon. Now, just don't give
up. Well, fellas, Grandpap's selling a picture out there. The bidding's up to over $5 already.
For the land sakes, did you hear that, Lon? Whose picture was it, Cedric?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpap now. He'll know.
Doggies, Lon. The folks must have got on to this sure relay.
Yeah, I got it.
Huh?
Got $10 for that one.
$10?
Looking up.
Well, good for you, Grandpap.
I don't know about getting engaged to you, though, Lon.
Huh?
I read that note that come with a $100 bond I won.
That you won?
You got that wrong, Grandpap. That goes to the artist whose painting sells notes and bonds or stamps.
Why, sure it does.
I know that. And I'm the artist that done that, too.
Huh?
That was my own painting I sold. The bowl of fruit. Two bananas and an apple in it. Awful pretty picture. A bowl of fruit was the name of it.